You're listening to SBS News.
The bodies were buried on a lot beside the house of Ms. Sarusi's son Gilad Pereg, according to Argentinian authorities. The women vanished about January 11 after travelling to Mendoza to visit Mr. Pereg, who had been living in Argentina for more than 10 years. Mr. Pereg was formally charged with the murders of the two women following the discovery. Speaking to the Argentinian news service Televideo prior to the discovery of the women's bodies, Mr. Pereg had his own theories about what happened to his relatives.
For me, somebody forced them to do something that they didn't want to do. Somebody forced them. For me, a criminal or someone got them and forced them to do things they didn't want to do. I don't know more than that. I don't believe anything more than that happened, because the only thing I know for sure is they didn't disappear of their own free will, because they're responsible people. They're intelligent people.
While the women were missing, family and friends had been using the GoFundMe website to try and raise funds to help find the sisters, raising more than $7,500. Expressing their shock over the murders, loved ones say the funds will now be donated to charity. Autopsy results show at least one of the women was shot three times, while the other showed signs of being dragged. Aldo Chessi, the owner of the Di Armeria gun shop, confirmed Mr. Pereg had purchased a number of guns and ammunition early in January.
The last weapons he bought were on January the 2nd, I think, on January the 2nd or the 3rd. There were seven weapons. For 22 millimeters, he bought a box of 50. For 9 millimeters, he bought two boxes of 50. And for 38 millimeters, he bought five boxes.
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade confirmed it was providing consular assistance to Ms. Pereg and her family. Ms. Pereg was a microbial ecologist with 25 years' experience and was working at the University of New England prior to her death. She obtained a PhD from the University of Sydney in 1998, joining UNE in 2001. In a statement, the university expressed shock over the death of their colleague, saying she was a leader in her field.
The UNE community is shocked and saddened to hear the news overnight. Ms. Pereg was acknowledged nationally and internationally as a leading scholar in the fields of soil microbial ecology and plant microbial interactions. Her international standing in the field was recently recognised with her election as the president of the European Geoscience Union Soil Systems Science Division and promotion to full professor at UNE last year. We wish to thank all those who have expressed their concern and support for Professor Pereg.
Gilad Pereg, who reportedly was the chairman of five companies set up by his mother, has now been transferred to a local prison. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.